Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mum and Dad Show.
Episode three. Ladies and gentlemen, what an absolute marvellous event it is to be back here. The Mum and Dad Show brought to you by Peachy by Rose. The SWAT sock, ladies and gentlemen. These amazing socks that we sell through our beautiful, beautiful podcast, The Mum and Dad Show. These podcasts are a proud, proud, proud sponsor. Mm-hmm. These socks, the Peachy by Rose socks, they have amazing little peach grips underneath so you can grow out your booty, or if you're a pregnant lady, you can wear and walk around the house, or if you're an older person, you can wear them around the house. They are fashionable socks, and I'll tell you what, they're a great sponsor. Go and check them out, peachybyrose.com. I'm not sure if there's a .au, but anyway, go and check them out. And 20% off today. Woo. Fuck yeah, go and check them out. Buy them for your girlfriend, buy them for your partner, buy them for your wife, buy them for your mum, buy them for your grandma. Go and look after them, ladies
and
gentlemen.
They're great for non-slip, so they're very good for old people too, but funky for little young MILFs.
What are your thoughts about becoming a MILF in the next?
I already am one.
The discussion of children has been brought up between me and you.
It has.
A long time ago, but... It should happen. Should happen at some point. Now, do you tell me?
Yes.
Will you run around trying to be the school MILF?
I won't actively try to be, but if it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens. Is that what you're thinking? You're thinking that perhaps people may not be able to control themselves in the school pickup line?
Ah, well, if I keep wearing these cardigans.
You're wearing a very fashionable cardigan today, young lady. I tell you that much. Purple, a very light canary yellow,
pink. This is the one we got. Remember when we were driving past some shitty shops and we saw Cotton On and I was like, cardigan!
Right. That's also, we were recently there, weren't we?
And we were looking for a tie for you for the show. For a tie. Could not find one. Tell them the tie story.
We could not find a tie for the life of us.
For Isaac Sydney show.
And we ended up at TK Maxx. Woo! And there was one tie there. Because there was no, like, I thought there would have been at least a YD. We could get a cheap, shitty tie.
Or a Tarakash.
Or something. Nothing. Nothing we were. There was a TK Maxx. We walked in there. There was one tie in the entire shop and it worked perfectly. It was a Zara tie. They were selling for $3.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Love a bargain. Got a bit of a issue to pick with you, Sheila.
Uh-oh.
Littlefoot.
He's all right. So Littlefoot's had three dinners.
Eat your bloody food so he stops crying.
Oh, don't bully him.
See, that's why he's crying. It's because Lordy hasn't finished his bloody pancake.
Eat your pikelet.
They're pancakes. Where do we get them from?
Aldi.
Aldi pancakes. Only the best for producer Lordy. Littlefoot, we'll have dinner soon, mate.
He's had dinner. Oh, I've given him two lots of
Christ! Christ!
Welcome to our house.
I reckon people think we're crazy.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, but just our neighbours, because like sometimes I'll just like go
scream.
It's just over nothing and just fucking around. And people must think that I'm actually quite abusive.
Probably,
and they're probably right.
It's not.
Got a bone to pick with you, Sheila.
What have I done?
You've got an issue with sniffing a certain substance. You've been sniffing a certain substance for
a
long time.
Let me have a cup of tea.
No, for a long time, and I take issue with it. Are you willing to admit what the substance is, or do I have to bring it up?
I know what it fucking is, and there's nothing wrong with it.
There's something wrong with it. You love the smell of Savlon.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Savlon, the antiseptic cream Claire will rub between her fingers and sniff.
Before the gym,
like smelling salts.
I love the smell of Savlon.
It's like my strange addiction. You love Savlon.
Only when it's there. I don't like seek it out.
You
but
do.
If
it's in the car. Why is it in the car?
Because I get cuts all the time. We'll go out and there'll be a bit of a cut or a what's
Claire's
doing.
Been cutting herself again.
I have. No, it's a fuck thing to say.
It's not fucked at all.
Anyway, no. So if Savlon is in the area, I will sniff it.
Well, that's an issue, okay? Because you don't know. What about if I started sniffing permanent markers? Would you have an issue? Would you take issue with that?
Are you trying to tell me that you have been?
I used to.
Oh, yeah, as a kid.
Yeah, whenever they're around. But
yeah,
once
well,
again,
that's
I
like me with Savlon.
Okay. Fair enough, fair point. I won't. Are you calling that a home run, mate? I would not go out to seek a permanent marker, but I would sniff one.
That's like me with the Savlon.
So what is it about Savlon? Does everyone know what Savlon is? Can you describe what Savlon is for people?
If you don't know what Savlon is, I don't want to talk to you.
Wow.
Sorry.
third episode in and we lose our viewers.
No, Savlon's a white cream that you probably got put on your boo-boos in primary school if you're an Aussie.
Okay. And it is a it's an antiseptic cream. Yep. And it has a very
potent
but it's a nice smell.
It's
it smells
a beautiful
sweet.
Smell.
If you were a wine connoisseur, how would you describe the smell?
Oh, it's like in year five and you're going to sick bay, but you're not sick. And you just go. And Big Bad Roz has to call your mum and you get picked up.
Are you doing an ASMR for the viewers?
And the last thing you smell is Savlon. Oh!
It's one of the very weird things that I've sort of found out about you over the years, that you love Savlon. There's a lot of weird things that have become public information through our relationship.
Too much.
Too much. Chicken burgers. We're going to do a cooking show.
No, we're not. No one needs to know how we eat.
No one wants to know how we live.
No.
I think they do. But what about me dick stings?
Yeah. Oh, I did a Q&A. I've got a little Q&A thing up on Instagram at the moment and someone said, what's your biggest pet peeve with Isaac? And I thought I'd stay on brand and I said, his dick stinks.
Oh. Well, so let's explain the dick stinks thing because forever.
Oh, we rubbed feet.
Yeah, we have been rubbing feet under the desk. How you doing? Ooh. How you doing? Rubbing Savlon. I've got Savlon on me feet. How are you?
Don't arouse me.
So, my dick stinks. I started saying
mine reeks.
On the exactly that is how you are supposed to respond to it. If someone says me dick stinks, you say mine reeks. You tried to get the saying me vag reeks for a while. But
no,
that
I
didn't.
You did.
No, no, I believe it was you.
I said it a few times.
You started screaming it from the balcony as I was coming home. You got me vag reeks, Butterfield. And, oh, gross. And then all the neighbours would come out and they'd try and take
holding
you out. Holding candles and it would just. It was very gassy. But the thing is, me vag reeks doesn't have the same ring to it.
Not at all.
So why did we start saying me dick stinks on the channel?
I have no idea.
You do.
It was a long time ago.
It was.
We were saying it.
Yeah.
But I can't remember why we said it.
No, I can't remember we said it either.
I thought that's what you meant, sorry.
No, no. But we would say it to each other.
We've said it for the last 7 years. Randomly. We just say it now.
We would just scream it out. Me dick stinks.
Me dick stinks. Mine reeks. And I do remember you saying this, though. I remember you saying years ago, imagine if I made that my catchphrase and people would start saying that. And now we'll go out somewhere and you'll have someone that likes you and we'll be in Woolies or something and they'll be like, hey, Isaac, my dick stinks.
I love it.
And then you go, mine reeks.
It's
and then
great.
I go, woo.
And then people are fucking weird. I've had some weird interactions with people over the years.
Yeah.
I think the weirdest was at Charlestown Square in Newcastle and there would have been like this 13-year-old girl with her dad. And she came up and started talking to me and she wanted a photo.
Oh, and the dad didn't know who you were.
Dad had no idea. And he's like, who's this?
Look, yeah.
And she goes, his name's Isaac.
It's I know Mr. Him. Butterfield.
No, she goes, what?
Sorry.
What do you mean?
It was a pedo joke. Go on.
Well, this is the point. Mm. She goes, that's Isaac. I know him from the internet. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, darling.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, no.
Oh, Christ. Oh, no. And the dad's like, what? And she goes, oh, he's on YouTube. I was like, oh, thank fuck for that. But yeah, it's shit gets scary sometimes.
Yeah.
Poor Butterfield.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the dick stink saved. It didn't save the day. It was just something to add on to because people would say, be a good motherfucker all the time. Mm-hmm. But I thought, wouldn't it be funny to have something very, very, very weird to say something, scream out that only people would know? A little bit of an inside joke.
I love that everyone says it now.
It is good. And like chicks say it. Everyone says it.
It does smell.
We met a lot of great people. Thank you. We met a lot of great people at the Sydney show. You had a line of your own.
That's fucking weird.
People wanting to meet Little Dixon because they love the podcast and they love the second channel. Me mum and dad stan. Yeah, me mum and dad stan. It was great to meet all you guys too.
Everyone was lovely. Western Sydney's where it's at. I thought we'd get stabbed and we got hugged.
Yeah, we thought we'd get stabbed and we come home with a stitch.
And yeah, newest member. What do you guys think of having him there? I think it's a nice little ensemble. Oh,
I think it's a very nice little ensemble.
Isn't he beautiful?
So what are your thoughts? The people want to know when you are going to basically become part of the onstage crew.
This is enough for me.
Do you think? I think you could be good as a comic. Because you are the funniest person I know.
Thank you, darling.
You're
the funny one.
No, no, it's not like that. It's genuinely you are funnier than anyone else I know, and I feel like not having you write material and perform it on stage is a disservice to the comedy community.
Well, I don't think it's fair for me to go on stage because I'm too good looking.
That is true.
I think, to be frank.
Do you think people wouldn't be able to take you seriously because you're too much of a hot bit of gear? Is that what you're saying?
No, I like behind the scenes. I like doing the stuff on the interwebs and stuff like this, but not on a stage. No, got an itchy ear hole.
Is there a topic you wouldn't joke about on stage? Like, is something too taboo for you?
Oh, I don't like talking about anal that much. You asked.
Oh, you should go on stage.
Let me have me tea. Did you notice a difference in the taste?
It's lovely.
So normally we get the Yorkshire tea bags and we've got the Twinings English breakfast.
No, you're doing
extra
great
strong.
To move away from this topic.
But the extra strong tea bag has the flavour.
Doesn't it what, lady? I tell you what, love, you're doing great. Doing great on the radio. Yeah, so
Tanya Hennessy, where you at, you stupid bitch?
You're my favourite influencer.
Same. You're my favourite influencer.
At what point do you classify yourself as an influencer? Because, okay, so how about this?
100K.
Well, you've got 15,000 followers on, how old do I fucking sound? Subscribers on YouTube.
You're beautiful.
You have 15,000 on Instagram. Yep. We looked the other day. At what point do you think you're an influencer? Do you ever want to be an influencer? I think being called an influencer is the biggest fucking spit in the face in the world because every single one of those people who happen to call themselves influencers are the scum of the earth.
I don't know. I think if you...
Like they should all be aborted.
I don't want to, yeah.
Every one of them.
I don't want to influence anyone to do anything unless it's to adopt a greyhound.
That's a very fair point.
I don't know.
A lot of people are asking the story of Rosie and Littlefoot. And I'll say this, Claire.
Yeah.
You're very persistent.
Yeah.
When you wanted to get Rosie, you asked, and we weren't even living together at the time.
No.
You were like, we need to get a dog. And I was like, yeah, we should. We should get a house and we should do this. And I just don't know if I'm ready. Because it's a big thing getting a dog. Like, it's not just for Christmas. Puppies aren't just for Christmas, Claire.
No,
that's what
not.
I kept telling you. But you've had dogs your entire life, much like me, but you're absolutely an animal person. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see a dog on the loose, this is the biggest thing. Like,
no!
If Claire sees a dog on the loose, she will barrel out of the car at any speed to get to it.
And then like, Isaac rouses at me.
Because you don't think about yourself in that moment. You just
It's a dog!
You just
I'll
bail
die
out
for
of,
it!
You just bail out of the car. You can't. What about that day we had that duck?
Ernie
the duck.
I hope he's alive still.
He's doing
anyway,
well. He's a big fan of the show. He
I can subscribe.
We saw him on the side of the road, and we were just walking.
I heard him. It was a calling.
And you jumped into the bush like a mad woman, like a Steve Irwin looking mad woman.
Call me Bindi.
And you picked up this duck, and then the duck became ours for a day. We don't know what to do with the duck. And the other day you wanted
we
a cockatoo. You can't have cockatoos. And
listen.
Remember when you got Littlefoot?
I do.
Which was a great decision. It was a marvellous decision from you.
I'll tear up. He's just perfect.
You were having a shit day at work and he changed your life. Beautiful puppy. But I was having a shit day at work too, and then I had you calling on the phone in tears going, oh, I've got it. There's a puppy we need to get. I was like, what are you talking about? We just got Rosie.
Please. So we'd had Rosie for about 2 years at that point.
2 years on whose calendar? It was about 2.5 weeks.
Fucking mine. And I was working at this horrible pharmacy and I was on my lunch break.
And it was a really shit job. Like this
so
boss
shit.
Would throw rubbish at you. He was a piece of shit.
He was a big-nosed asshole.
He was a fuckwit.
Anyway, fuck you lot. Anyway, I was getting into me pad CU for lunch. I was a bit heavy.
You had pad CU at the hospital?
I was depressed. I'd have strawberry milks and Thai food. That was my heaviest. Huge bitch. No,
you put on weight because you were...
Remember how much chocolate I was eating? I was so fucking sad.
Yeah, what's I mean? You were putting on weight because you were like emotionally eating.
I was. I wouldn't eat all day and then I'd just nom, nom, nom. Anyway, and I was scrolling.
That's what I did
phone.
When I started having anxiety problems. I just eat because it was the only thing that calmed me down.
It does.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
And I was going through, and this is just part of my daily routine. Not now, because I've controlled myself.
And thank Christ, because otherwise we'd have 15 fucking dogs, which I'd love, but I also hate.
I know. And I was going through, and I always look up greyhound, hound, whippet, Italian greyhound.
Because they're amazing dogs.
Oh.
Like, I cannot stress how beautiful this breed of dog
is. All dogs are beautiful, and we're a bit biased.
Well, it's like saying all lives matter, Claire. You're a racist, all right? Only greyhounds' lives matter.
Yes. And Stitch. So I was going through and then I was scrolling. I was like, oh, there's no great. I was just sort of, I was yearning.
You were yearning.
We had Rosie at home. And at this time, I do remember Rosie was very much a daddy's girl when we first got
She'd sleep in the bed with
me. Because we weren't living together at this point.
You weren't ready to commit.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so...
You thought you could do better. I did, fool.
Dana White, where you at?
Don't at me, Dana.
So Rosie and you were like a little duo and I hadn't moved in at this point.
Which is absolutely not true. She adored you.
She does now.
No, she always did.
She was always a daddy's girl. Anyway, and I was scrolling through and I was like, I feel like I need a little hound that, you know, mama. I'm mum.
Yeah.
I'm going through and I found Littlefoot's face and I, honest to God, I was sitting in these shitty chairs, shit myself, and I nearly flipped out of my chair when I found Littlefoot on Gumtree because it said Whippet. And I grew up with Whippets and I was like, holy fucking shit. Went through, his name was Oreo, the people had called
him. That's right. That was his original name was Oreo. So we twisted it and licked
Littlefoot.
It off.
Yeah.
Littlefoot. And where does the name Littlefoot come from, sorry?
The Lamb Before Time.
Yes. And we always said that our first puppy would be called Littlefoot.
We did.
I remember I gave you a... like a dog tag after we've been together for like a couple of years.
Yeah, we used it on Littlefoot when we got him. It was pink. Mm. Oh, it was so cute. So, yeah, we saw Littlefoot and then I called Isaac and I was like, Butterfoot, I'm depressed and I'm sad. We need to get this dog. And you were like,
I was having a shit day because a video had just fucked up and the audio had failed and Claire had called me like, we need to get the dog. I was like, But when he got out of that car.
I need to burp.
When she gets emotional, she needs to burp. When he got out of that car, it was just perfect. Love at first sight.
He was so little and he stumbled out of these people's car and he waddled into the house. And from that moment, I was like...
He's beautiful. Rosie, when we got her...
Tell him that story. That's a nice story.
So we went down with Gap.
Yep.
Greyhounds as pets.
Check them out if you're looking for a greyhound. They're
and
really
you know what's
good.
Painful about Gap? They make you go through this whole like process where you got to fill in all this information. But it's good because it's like a dating profile.
Well done.
A whole dating profile, and they then pair you with the dog. Mm-hmm. So they bring out three dogs for you to see on the day. Like going to a brothel.
Remember how nervous you were? Yeah. Just like the broth.
Oh, it was exactly like the broth. I got there. I was like, is this the broth?
Smelt the same.
Mm, Savlon. Mm. And we walked in. And Rosie. Now, I don't know. Obviously, a lot of you guys don't know Rosie very well, but Rosie toddled
Shame
out.
Shame on you if you don't.
Agreed. Road dog, whose name was Kimmy at the time. Yeah, gross. She like pranced out like a majestic beast. And she ran straight over to us, loved you, loved me straight away.
Her little booty.
Little booty trotting
it. And
then they brought out some other losers.
Oh, I liked the other one too. This beautiful black one came out and she had the longest tail and it was a bit like doodly spoodly at the end. So it sort of wonked out and I went, oh, I like the wonky one. I wanted all of them.
I know you did. But that's great. It's a great thing that you possess that love for animals. It means you genuinely care. And you genuinely care about people too, which is a wonderful trait to have. I'm the arsehole in this relationship.
I'm not going to say anything.
Claire will like do anything for anyone. And then I just say, fuck everyone. Think about the chicken burgers, Dixon. What about the chicken burgers?
Fucking chicken burgers.
We asked last week in the podcast if people wanted to ask us a question. Mm. And this isn't us being lazy, all right? We have things to talk about. I can talk for a year about fucking anything. But I thought
I see other YouTubers and all the people doing it, and I thought it was all right.
Another question. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. When do you consider yourself a YouTuber?
100K.
You have 100K. This channel has over 100K.
Oh no, I mean on Instagram.
But what about a YouTuber?
Yeah, I don't know. Because
people ask you, what do you do for a job?
I usually say I'm on the dole. I'm on the pension.
But you're not on
dyslexia.
The pension.
I've got the disability pension.
You're not on the dole.
No hate if you do.
Oh, I hate you if you've got dyslexia.
Nah, fuck
don't talk to me.
Dirty dogs. I'm joking. I've got it.
So at what point do you consider it?
I don't know. I think you'd probably be similar to it if I'd been the YouTuber and the comic to start with and you were doing it, but you did it with me, you'd probably feel the same, and you probably wouldn't feel comfortable calling yourself that because I wouldn't be doing it if it weren't for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I sort of feel like I like doing it with you.
But this channel,
but it's more of a hobby.
This channel and this podcast is ours.
Yeah.
It's not mine.
I like it for fun. It's ours. But well, I don't consider myself a – like when I hear YouTuber, I think beauty vlogger, I think Jaclyn Hill, Zoella, all that type of stuff. I don't think –
I don't even consider myself a YouTuber.
Well, that's what I mean.
But like, I'm happy to be called one.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same as an influencer.
No.
Influencer
is
an insult.
To me, you're a comedian, not a YouTuber. YouTube you do as well, but to me, like if someone said, what does your fiance do? I'd say he's a comedian and an all-round good sort.
Hey. So Chaos Legend said, love you both, world's
love
number one podcast. He sent a super chat, a super thanks, which you
Thank
can now
you.
Do. Underneath this little screen here, you can actually send in a little a donation to the channel.
Thank you
very much. Not bad.
We very much appreciate it.
A lot of people last week said they had a lot more creep attention when they were young females.
Yeah. That was fucked to read.
That was huge. I was really
taken back
by how many people were creeped out by older men in their like younger years. It was
pre-teen,
pretty full on.
Teen, yep.
Taylor Dean asked, I got ghosted in my last relationship. Ooh. Any advice or tips to move on?
I'd love to know how long the relationship went for, because what if you were going out with someone for like 2-3 years and then they just blocked you?
I think to get ghosted, like it has to be a small amount of time, right? Oh, otherwise,
surely.
That's pretty full on.
That used to be my special back in my single days.
You were a ghoster.
I would. I wouldn't break up then. I'd block them.
What do you mean?
Because I was too anxious to dump them and half of them were little deros. So I'd just be like, oh, fuck this bloke, and I'd block him on Facebook.
Do I need to worry about getting blocked one day? What if you block me and you live in my house?
Yeah, I'd hide the toilet.
I reckon if you have been ghosted, then just it's over.
I think if you've been ghosted, as shit as it is, I think you just need to accept that you're destined for someone better and they sound like a piece of shit to do that to you. Unless you've been with this person for like a few weeks seeing them and they just sort of, you know, fluted off and didn't respond to you. Does it say if she's been like a proper boyfriend, girlfriend or just seen them?
No, it doesn't really say.
I'd say move on. You're better than that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that is the move.
As hard as, I know it sounds awful, like if you could be in love with this person, it sounds awful, but I think you need to listen to some punk rock, play The Sims and get over it.
Fabian asked an absolutely disgraceful.
Fabian.
Yeah, with an L next to his name. Because
Shout
he's a
out
loser.
To Fabian.
Nah, fuck you. He said, what's the obsession with chicken burgers? You kidding?
Please.
We're having chicken burgers tonight, mate. You fucking idiots. You damn fools.
No, so you go to Aldi or you go to Woolies and you get the chicken and cheese smush chook.
Ah, the old chook smush.
Then you get some Gouda cheese.
Whoa.
Some barbecue sauce, some spinach and rocket. Did I say Gouda cheese? Oh, and some brioche buns. Smush them together. Tasty dish.
It's
That's
a
how
great,
we look
it's
like
a great
this.
Meal.
It is.
And I on the we have chips with it.
Oh, and chips, yes.
And I put this little sprinkle of this little tarjan spice.
Yep.
You've ever tried tarjan? You don't like it.
I do like it,
you
but
bastard.
I like me chips to be chips.
God.
I don't want to
I just want milk that tastes like
real
milk.
I don't want to dress them up to be something they're not. I want chips that taste like real chips.
You smother them in barbecue sauce, you lunatic.
That's a bit of a topper. That's not an insult.
That's not a topping.
It is a topping. You're a topping.
I thought you were going to say mind your business.
Mind your business.
Someone said in the comments, they love your quote. You're not your quote, your catchphrase, mind your business.
I just say it to you all the time when you have a go at me for shit.
This is from Savage Azza. I'm, al- I'm almost 16.
Gay.
And me dad is 70 this month.
Fuck.
He is a pretty wealthy, I don't like where this is going. He's a pretty wealthy but unhealthy guy and has lots of expensive assets, but other family members are trying to get them and discard me and my older brother. What do you think the best route to take would be? Keep up the good work. Watch all your vids.
This is a bit of a question for us idiots.
Well, I mean...
You go, then I'll go.
I...
Uh-oh.
Would have to murder him to get the assets quickly.
Yeah.
You'd have to take him out, but make sure you talk to his lawyer first. I don't know. It's fucked when money comes between family because it really does ruin families. Like I had a $20 bill the other day and you tried to fight me over it.
I did. I'm sorry.
You tried.
It was a weak moment.
You tried to kneecap me.
Yeah.
With your mascara. You bitch.
You big fucking bitch. You bloody animal.
You filthy animal.
I reckon, here's my two bobs worth.
Please.
I'd reach out to some lawyers and try and
but he's 16.
Get some legal. No, but try and get some like pro bono work or something. Or
yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they could do something like that. Otherwise, talk to an adult in the family that you trust that's not a piece of shit and maybe explain the situation. Otherwise, I know this sounds a bit sad, but if it's as fucked as it is, if it's out of your control and it's making you miserable, try and let it go. To a point, you're that age, I'm just thinking back, like if that was me in that position then, I feel like you'd be so angry and disheartened and sad that at that time, you know, I feel like maybe passing it on to an adult and saying this is the situation and then trying to just get rid of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you can't do anything
maybe
really.
Maybe talk to your dad.
Yeah, talk to your dad, talk to an adult and then pass it on to someone else because you're not equipped, and I don't mean that in a patronising way, you're not equipped to handle that sort of thing at that age.
No.
That's really rough. I'm sorry you're going through that. That's shit.
Talking about being equipped, this is from Benedict Cumberbatch.
Woo!
Oh, no worry.
He sounds like my old flame.
Sorry. Benabatch Cumberdick.
Okay.
Are there any pics of Little Dixon as a big clit bodybuilder out there, anyone?
There's a couple of nudes.
Everyone's going to Google that right now.
There's none, you dickheads.
No, I've never seen them.
No. Oh, I have one.
So Claire did a bodybuilding competition.
It wasn't bodybuilding.
Claire did a masculine man building competition.
No,
what did you do?
There's bikini, then there's the... What's the other one called?
Fitness.
I've forgotten all of it now.
Fitness something?
You know what all those chicks are doing now? All those fucking...
Bikini, sorry,
all the
fitness,
bikini chick,
all that
all
type
that.
Of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, this is before it was like cool.
Yeah.
And it was the bikini one. So I wasn't jacked or anything. It was literally just...
So why won't you show me the photos?
I don't have them anymore. I've got one of my back in the day, but this is going back a long time.
I know. This is well before we met. Mm. I didn't do any bodybuilding competitions before we met.
Mm.
How do you feel about that?
Impartial.
And the last question,
yeah.
If I can find it. Oh, this is from Chilled Ole.
Hello.
When's the OnlyFans coming out? Asking for a friend.
Of which one of us?
Both of us. I think
imagine
the people
that.
Want.
We would break the internet with our rigs.
Broken.
It would explode. So we had Kieran and Big Bad Ruby.
Big Tits Ruby.
Big Tits Ruby. Hottie Ruby.
On the Cancel Me Now podcast.
On the Cancel Me Now podcast the other week. And after meeting them and seeing what was going on, I think we would be a disgrace to the platform.
Disgrace to the human race, you think? Could you imagine us... Trying to promote that. That would be so bad.
I honestly would. You know what? I've always said this to you. Yeah, something in your eyelid. Like a little little pimply thing.
Oh,
we'll deal with it later.
Probably something.
Bit of
jizz
or something.
Probably something.
Oh, what am I saying? It's getting close to tea time.
I know. We haven't eaten.
What was I saying?
You were talking about how you, when you were in the bikini section, you wanted to take it up to the big chick section. You were trying to deadlift 1,000 kilos.
I was. I blew me clit out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that is where we leave it for today. Little Dickie, pleasure as always.
Pleasure's mine, Butterfield.
So now we pretend that we're parting ways, when in reality
we're going upstairs. For dinner.
For dinner, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an absolute pleasure. Let us know in the comment section what you want to see next week on the show. If there's a subject you want us to take, maybe we should come up with a name.
Oh, wait, I had an idea before we go.
For the question section. Dolly, little Dickie's Dolly Doctor. Little Dilly.
Hang on. What?
Little Dilly's Dolly Doctor.
Hang on.
The comment section, write, question for Little Dilly's Dolly Doctor. What's your thing? What are you doing? You're checking in.
Here we go.
What are you doing? You're on Amazon, aren't you?
No.
What?
Okay, I've got a question. Oh, I thought it'd be fun to end it on this. Yeah. No, someone wrote a question on my Instagram.
Yeah, please.
Okay. So I'm going to pick my favourite one. I thought we could answer this before we go because I thought it'd be interesting.
Okay.
Do you and Isaac fight? Biggest fight? I can't picture it. I feel like you guys would just laugh it off.
Not to be one of those people, but Claire and I have never had a fight.
No. Except a physical one.
Well, Claire tries to fight me out the back.
We have a light spar every
morning.
Shirts
off in the gravel. Yeah, we just have a light spar in the arvos, and that sort of gets all the... But we've never had a fight.
No.
Not one.
No. The only time you ever get cross with me is when it's about me trying to save animals or if I mop the floors.
That was once.
I'll never forget it.
It was ridiculous. You burst into tears.
I burst into tears because Isaac roused at me because the floor was sticky after.
Because you put half a bottle of bloody detergent in there, you lunatic. You just want to watch the world burn and slip. What about poor little me who's slipping and sliding everywhere? I need peachy socks just to stand up on my own floor.
You all need peachy socks. You should check them out.
So that's why, and you get cranky with me all the time.
Oh.
You were blowing up.
Because of your cheesy fory.
You were blowing up at me the other day because you want me to have strippers at my buck show and I don't want to have them. I don't want to have them. And you keep saying to me, you better have a damn stripper and she better be a big Brazilian waitress.
All right, listen. You want to have strippers at your buck show?
I don't, though.
Oh, okay.
Good. I've seen nude women before.
Fucking have you?
We went to a sex show in Amsterdam.
That was good.
It was funny.
It was hilarious. We saw the biggest black dick. Oh, my God.
It was terrifying. It was shiny.
It was so glossy.
People think that these sex shows, you go for like some sort of like, yeah, like dudes jerking off. We went with like a big group of people. Mm-hmm. It was the funniest thing ever. It was like going to a comedy show. Everyone was lolling, ruffling. There was a few dudes of Chinese descent up in the front row that were a bit too into it.
Not to name any names.
Who are you naming?
Cooth. No, I'm kidding.
Caruth.
Caruth.
Yeah, no, go to a sex show when you get a chance, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, we answered the question.
No fights.
We haven't had a fight.
Why do you think that is?
It sounds really lame, but I think it's just because we're best friends. So we disagree on things, but we don't fight over things. Like, we're not.
I'll tell you why we don't. I've got a different answer to you.
We're best friends.
I'm scared of you.
You should be.
I don't want the big clit bodybuilder to come out one evening and just start flowing.
I wasn't a bodybuilder.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Mum and Dad Show. We love you. Bye. Noot, noot.
Love
see
you. Bye. Noot, noot.
Noot, noot. Bye. Noot, noot. Bye. Noot, noot.
All right. No more bodybuilding talk. I've had a gutful.
You brought it up.
Oh.
I didn't.